This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We are back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey Majors alongside Mike Bassick. And we got Alec Medford in studio. Carter is making sure that you can see us on the YouTube and Twitch as well. And right now, let's turn our attention to our friend Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. Mickey, how are we doing this morning, sir?
Corey, Mike, how's it going?
We're doing well. Kevin's still, I don't know, I guess that A&M loss really got to him. So he's having to take a little bit more of a break. But hopefully he'll be back soon and everything's going good there. I was kind of curious from your perspective and from what you've observed around the star, what has been Cooper Rush's biggest obstacle since he's taken over for Dak?
Not having played in games of consequence since 2022, yeah, when he went 4-1. And I think you've seen as he has continued to play now, it seems like game by game, it gets a little bit better, a little bit better. And seeing, I think, these last couple games, you've seen more of the Cooper Rush we've been known to see. Now, that's a long time between games of consequence when you're the backup quarterback. And in preseason, if you think about it, Corey, I think he got one series maybe in each game.
Yeah, that was wild.
And then they handed it over to Trey Lance. He didn't play hardly at all last year. So from a quarterback standpoint, you know, if you're not back in the pocket in a regular game, things speed up, and it takes you a while to kind of see everything and slow things down. And I think that really affected him early on. I think these last couple games, it's been more like what we expected. And then it helps that, number one, you're not falling behind by 20 points. And
yes,
number two, you don't have to give up on the running game the way they probably did in those first two starts that he lost.
As far as that goes, the running game, is it being blocked better, too, than it was just opportunities early on?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. I think it's, you know, probably a little bit of both, but I think you're seeing some holes there that, you know, if you watched, you know, Philadelphia-Baltimore, as good as those running backs are, when it didn't get blocked, even Derrick Henry can't plow down three guys, right? But give them a sliver of a hole, and they make the most of it. And so I think, you know, I think that was getting in the way. They just weren't clearing holes for the running backs as consistently as they needed to. And I think these last two games, what did you have, 86 and 112 or mm-hmm. something like that? So almost 200 yards in two games. And I think you saw there was a little room to roam for him. And so you can be physical going through there. You know, it's one thing to try to break one tackle, but when you got two or three guys you're trying to run through, it's nearly impossible.
The other thing on getting on the same page with your receivers, I mean, there's a crew of receivers that he hasn't worked with, really, that he's, you know, aside from some reps in training camp. How much of that, like in these practices, like you only get this certain amount of time in practice to work with them, and then you got to figure out how to get on the same page with them off the field.
Well,
somehow,
when you're the backup quarterback, and Dak about takes every snap in practice every week, every day they practice. So the most snaps Cooper Rush would get prior to becoming the starting quarterback, was running the scout team. And so you're running somebody else's offense, and you're probably throwing to the receivers on the scout team. So I don't think people understand how little backup quarterbacks get to practice during the week. It's like you really need somebody with experience that takes mental reps by watching, that prepares you for the game, that you got to go in at the drop of a hat, and really without little to any work during the weeks that you know you're not the starter. So it helps that you're, you know, also working with these receivers you're actually throwing to for real, and not somebody running somebody else's offense. So a lot of that goes into that. I think that's why you always want, to me, somewhat of an experienced quarterback as your backup, because they've been there, they've done that. You know, you don't want a rookie to be your backup quarterback or your starter, although they got away with it in 2016 with Dak.
So, Mick, I was showing the morning guys back when I was a kid in history, as I believe the dude McLean, who writes in Houston, said that was the worst quarterback hit that he's ever seen in 48 years, the Trevor Lawrence hit. And I was like, I thought Steve Plewer literally died when I was a kid in 1988. And I was like, and then I showed him the video of Mike Singletary and some other dude. But Mike Singletary was the one who pretty much almost killed, literally almost killed Steve Plewer. Do you remember that hit in 1988? And how bad of a place was Steve Plewer in after that hit?
Yeah, I don't remember the hit specifically, but I got a feeling he was never the same quarterback after that, during that, 3-13 season?
Yeah.
And I don't know how good.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Steve was to begin with. I just know that Jimmy wanted to move on from him for sure, because he was in a contract year and they finally traded him in 89, and Jimmy just didn't want to go forward with him, and that's why. Well,
get a chance, Mick, it's the if you type in 1988, right. Like Cowboys Bears on YouTube, it's the first possession the Cowboys have the ball, and okay. Mike Singletary literally almost kills a human being on the football.
He showed me this. He showed me this morning, and his body goes two different directions, and his face got hit.
Back when quarterbacks were open game, right? Yes. You can do whatever you wanted to him back then. Yeah, that hit. You know, it was one thing that, you know, he came in and kind of hit him late when he was sliding, but it was another thing to throw the forearm. And you know, he knew what he was doing. You know, and then they apologize. Okay, fine, I'm going to apologize, but I almost took the guy's head off with a forearm shiver that should have been in MMA or whatever it's called, right?
Yeah, and you know, Mick, I think this is unfair. I understand what I'm about to say is unfair. But if you hurt a player and it's intentional, as in like, hey man, I was going after him, or you horse collar a guy, like an illegal tackle, and the dude breaks his leg, I know this is tough, but I'd be like, you know what? Suspension is indefinite. Until that guy comes back, you can't come back.
You know, it's not a I'm okay with that.
If you hurt a quarterback intentionally, right? It's like, well, when Trevor Lawrence comes back from his concussion, you're allowed to play.
Right. And it's not like hockey, right? When if somebody pulls something like that, well, then at some point his head better be on a swivel because they're going to come back and make you pay for it that way, and not just a suspension or a penalty box or anything like that. Usually in football that doesn't really happen because, you know, you're risking, you know, 15 yards, and I guess everybody tries to be a little bit more level-headed after things like that. But that was bad. You know, it's one thing to hit them late, like I said, when you're sliding, and sometimes, you know, defensive guys have already made up their mind, and you don't know if the quarterback's going to slide or not. But to come in with your forearm like that to the head, you just don't need to have that.
Yeah, I think I saw Joe Thomas. It's a pretty lengthy tweet that he had out there, and Micah just kind of, he tweeted and that he completely agreed. And it was. It definitely did have to do with the, you got to go ahead and start penalizing the quarterbacks for fake slides, fake running out of bounds, and stuff like that.
And that's been happening, too. And Mahomes is one of the best of them.
Yes.
Running along the sideline, acting like he's going to let up and step out, and then he doesn't and continues and gets another 10 or 15 yards. I think that's one that I think you need to be able to adjudicate a little differently when guys do that.
The Zach Martin, what's your feeling on where he is right now?
I think he has a chance.
Okay.
Judging from how everybody's kind of answering that question from within here, I think that, you know, the lengthy layoff, which he needed, because you know him, he's going to be a hard head and he's going to go out there and do the best he can. I think the layoff, you know, it'll be almost 2 weeks, two full weeks. And really, what, maybe more than that, because let's see, the last game he would have played was Houston?
I think so.
And then you get that week, and then you didn't play Sunday, and then you didn't play Thursday, and now you don't play till the following Monday. So I think he's got a chance to get back. Maybe Jake Ferguson, you know, he was still in concussion protocol last week, so I think maybe he has a chance. I would think Guyton has a chance. The guy they need back, by the way, is Trayvon Diggs, because you saw how they finished the game, right?
And they ran out of cornerbacks.
Well, they had Jordan Lewis playing outside, and then McQuamu's playing in the slot. And that's fine to put him in the slot if he's pairing up against a tight end. In like a big nickel, but not when he's got to go against a regular wide receiver in the slot. That's just not going to work. So they need Diggs back out there. And then the other thing that could take place, and I think we'll find out more on Wednesday, Thursday, Amani Oruwariye, who was put on IR, I think his 4 weeks are up. And I've heard that there's a chance that he could get back into practice and be ready to go. And it's a little different thing when you're only out 4 weeks. Like, I think, you know, it's been said that DeMarcus Lawrence could get back this week. Well, he could get back into practice, but he's been out 2 months.
Yeah, and Steven kind of told us yesterday that's more of a long shot than
he thinks. I think to practice, that's fine, but I don't know about actually playing in a game. Because he can go out there, say he goes out there and plays in a game, and he's going to be sore as hell, right, afterwards, and then it's a short week to the next Sunday. So I think they got to be careful there and just kind of, you know, because all he's been doing is rehabbing now. He hadn't played any football. So that's a long time to be out. So I don't know about that one. And then Lamb, I think the lengthy layoff should help him get back out there with that shoulder.
All right. Thank you very much, Mickey, for your time today. We'll get back with you tomorrow.
Talk to you guys. See ya.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.